Boston radio program.
Yeah, in your face.
All right.
Ouch.
I have some Varney shades.
I try to be, you know what? I'm just going to make the decision not to be nice to him anymore.
Who?
Scotty J. He doesn't appreciate it.
You're
going
to make that decision now. Now you're making the decision.
I defend him a lot.
Yeah, but how is that being nice?
Early. We're not talking about you hitting on the waitress, are we?
Oh, bad.
I didn't hit on no waitress.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On no waitress.
I know, that sounds horrible.
I didn't do no hitting on no... No, you just missed this fantastic dissection of Scotty J's apparel today. Well, the thing about your jeans...
That shirt's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's until you turn around. You should just...
Scotty J, do you have a tattoo on your back?
No.
Oh,
is it a huge? Is it a huge pot leaf? Scotty J revealed to me this morning that he's a Republican.
Of course.
And remember
he is.
How Dennis Pitzer, I'm a Republican, and he said it like as he had a huge pot leaf tattoo showing on his shoulder.
A Republican on it.
Scotty this morning in the kitchen was like, "Well, you know, Rick, I can straighten you out on a lot of things because I am a Republican."
Oh, good God.
He said this without a trace of irony as he was making the coffee. So
that is a true statement.
Anywho, no, we were talking during the break about this peculiar outfit you're wearing today, and no, it's not that it's bad as such. If you were working at KGON and it was not this year, if it was perhaps 15 years ago, it would be fine. But you have these jeans, and...
They're ridiculous.
And I just got them, too. What's wrong with them?
I didn't think they made jeans that pale anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And so...
But they look very nice on you, Scotty.
No, but here's the thing is, see, the good thing about those jeans is, up until Sarah pointed out your jeans, I was just staring relentlessly at your crow's feet. So it is sort of a, you know, kind of a... It's what magicians would call a misdirection.
And
so.
The crow's feet are there just from laughing in the sun too much.
Hey. Look, he's led a beautiful life.
Okay. That's just weird. ladies and gentlemen, so...
Hey, by the way, Dave isn't creepy at all. American
Dave
guy.
Who? Oh, yeah, no, we thought you'd be creepy.
Yes, my name is Dave.
All right. Okay.
I'm glad I'm not creepy, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we were a little nervous.
Here's the thing that you got... You're doing this... How old are you, Dave?
I'm 27.
Okay. 20. Let's talk about this shirt and your chest hair.
He has good skin.
Yeah, but he's... Okay, now, Sarah, I'm just saying, Sarah, do you agree that maybe one more button on the shirt...
I think maybe a T-shirt underneath it.
Just
or
something.
It's a nice shirt, though.
No, it's a nice shirt. And you know what? Look, men have chest hair often. That's what it is. I just
Scotty
think
J
that...
likes to let his breathe.
Yeah. I'm just saying...
am Italian. It does happen.
Okay, but I'm just saying, look at Scotty J and then ask yourself, do I, Dave, is this the road that I wish to go down?
Truly? No.
That's... There you go.
Most certainly not.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, Scotty. Yeah.
All right. It's okay. He's a Republican. He can take it.
That's true.
Okay, Dave, now you are an independent beauty consultant for Mary Kay. The only male Mary... What do they call you? Mary Kay guy? Mary Kay man?
Actually, well, no. They call me a beauty consultant.
No, but I mean people.
They call me Dave.
Okay.
But I mean...
Two points to you, sir.
Mary Kay Dave.
All right.
I do tend to get that.
They're not calling him Mary Kay Dave. All right. So you...
Most people wouldn't.
You had called up... And you talked about the many products and blah, blah, blah. And Sarah, and I had, to be fair, I thought that Mary Kay was sort of a D-class-A product. I thought it was a sort of low-rent product.
A lot of
and
people do.
Sarah set me straight and said, your mom used it, that you were a big believer
in
it,
she's
and a fan
bad.
Of it. And so, you said, well, I'd be happy to come by and show you. And here's the thing, we're busy doing a radio program and creating this magic for people. But Scotty J is busy doing a whole lot of nothing right now.
Okay.
Scotty J is just surfing porn and...
That's really all.
...exerting skin buns.
Yes. He's just trying to sweat alcohol out of his system right now. So... And he pointed out that he does have large crow's feet. And he mentioned to me this morning, he said... this is what he said to me this morning, because we were talking in the kitchen. He said, well, you know, Rick, I'm not a stranger to using facial products myself. And I said, really? He goes, well, I do have all of these crow's feet I have to take care of in the morning. So...
So what do you use for your crow's feet?
I typically just use...
Do me a favor. Move yourself towards the microphone and not the microphone towards you.
Okay, sorry. I typically use... cheap stuff from Rite Aid or whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you have crow's feet.
Yeah. Well,
just caulk.
The crow's feet were there, and I felt like it was better to put something rather than nothing.
Just Bisquick.
You know, L'Oreal type, whatever.
Okay.
It's got sunscreen in it, you know.
That's always a plus.
So there you
whatever
go.
Comes in a large bucket on the bottom shelf at Safeway, right next to the Suave shampoo. Yeah. All right. Okay, so what is it you're going to do to Scotty here?
That sounded horrible.
Yeah, good times.
I figure what I'll start it. Well, first off, the boy needs to shave. He needs to shave more often. It's my personal opinion.
Scotty, how often do you shave?
Once a month.
Electric or a blade?
No, I shave daily. And it's
wow, so that's blade, growth from this morning?
Typically.
You're a man.
You are. You're a very hairy man. Does he use a blade?
I did not shave this morning.
Okay,
that's
but,
why.
But what do you shave with?
Like this blade.
Okay, you can't
thing.
Just say this. It's a radio program.
Okay. You know, like that new
Do you
Gillette.
Buy the bag of 12 disposable
No, it's the Gillette thing with the five things on it. I forget what it's called now.
Is this the one that vibrates?
It's the Quadra or what? It's the brand new
the
razor.
Hydra.
It has five blades on it.
There ought to be one called a Hydra.
You know what it is? I don't remember
okay.
the name, no.
All right, okay. So we're going to take a photo over here. Do we have a camera anywhere?
Sarah? Don't you have one on your phone?
I don't have my phone with me, though. I left it at my desk. Oh, wait, no. Or did
okay.
I?
Oh, here we go. Oh.
Okay, I'll do
Who's
this.
Who's going to do it?
All right, let me take a...
I have way too many pictures of Scotty J on my phone as it is.
Now, should I make it look like a mugshot and then be happy after the facial?
I don't think you have to try to make it look like a mugshot. Okay, so I'm going to turn on this fluorescent for a second. I'm going to take a before photo. All right, and... Hold on, and... All right, ready? And... You look so bad in this photo.
Yeah.
Does this not look like a drunken, sallow line?
Right. Now, when we get the other one, it'll look all happy, right?
You photographed terribly. Oh, my God.
The new one will look happy.
Yeah, it's a good camera.
Let me see
Oh,
that.
Scotty J.
Oh, that does look like a mugshot.
Pardon me?
Anyways.
I said, is that your Motorola Q?
It is my Motorola
hey,
Q.
Hey, you can see my hot guy poking up behind his head.
Fantastic. All right. You look so sad and just defeated in this
Right.
Photograph.
Now, when we get the later picture, it's going to look different.
Okay. Well, let's hope so. All right. So, Dave, so what is it you're going to do? Scotty's going to shave.
Right. He's going to shave, and then I'm going to have him do the five steps of basic skincare. Which
are, can you quickly go over those for us?
I can. It would be to cleanse, to moisturize, to cleanse, to exfoliate, to moisturize, and to protect, and...
Defend. You can do it.
No.
To defend and protect.
Just cleanse, exfoliate.
You do this for a living, right?
I do. It's really kind of sad. It's not my primary job,
All right.
Thank God. Cleanse, exfoliate, moisturize.
Protect.
Freshen. And protect.
Okay.
Now, I can hardly tie my shoe. How am I going to remember this?
I don't know. Maybe we'll just send Dave home.
Because we've actually simplified it down to three steps. So.
It's for guys like you. All right.
Scotty.
So, okay, so you guys are going to go adjourn yourselves to the bathroom. It's all laugh, Scott Daly, making it hard. Poor Scotty J. He's already nervous about his disheveled appearance. So, are you sure that you bought those pants recently?
You did
Yeah,
not.
I just bought these
that
recently because I'm trying to...
Where did you buy them?
Did you buy them
Actually,
new?
I lost some weight since I started here.
I can't afford to feed your family.
Because we don't pay seriously.
I've actually shrunk two pant sizes. And so I was forced to go get new...
Just ladling pants. More water into the borscht at home. Where did you buy those pants?
I believe these were probably like Fred Meyers in the Levi's section type
what?
Thing.
What?
Are those Levi's?
Oh, I like, oh, don't turn around and shove your ass at us. Just say yes, for the love of God.
They aren't Levi's.
They are too.
They're not. Okay, turn around.
They are not.
Hold on.
I guess so.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Don't move.
Where's the camera?
Stop. Come here. I gotta say, I hate that I'm inspecting your butt, but... Okay, but these aren't normal Levi's. These are bizarre Levi's.
Turn around. These are reject
look
Levi's.
At these, look at this tag. Do those look like normal Levi's?
What is that? They're like little boy pants.
Are you sure those aren't like Levi's? Or like some weird ghetto knockoff Levi's?
Tough skin type.
Seriously.
Dave, I have a complaint about your product.
Uh-oh.
I cannot get this open.
Okay, I'll be back.
All right. Okay, Dave, Scotty, y'all adjourn. We'll track you down here in a few. We'll find the... And because you should supervise Scotty's shaving technique, too. He probably does that wrong. All right, okay. So there you go. So
I was That's so trouble. He can't get it open.
Dave can't even open his own... Okay, there you go.
Okay, there we go.
All right, Dave. So we'll...
Oh, that's cool.
Follow Scotty. Make sure that he's not doing anything incorrectly. And we will come find you here in a short while, and we'll see if Scotty has been made reasonably more attractive.
You're beautiful.
No, all right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
all
you,
All right,
Rick.
We'll check with you in a few.
All right.
All right, there you go.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll bring back Tim Riley here in a few for the Ministry of Truth. Okay, that's you're really right about Scotty's outfit. I never noticed that. I mean, look, it's not like I'm a great dresser.
I know, but those pants, where do you even get those?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Do you agree, Scott Daly?
Scott Daly. FilmFingerRadio.com. How are you?
The best thing about you sending Dave in to supervise his shaving, it's kind of like, you know, you can't lock the bathroom door when you're going for a urine sample or something. You know, you can't. It's just.
What?
It's gotta be totally supervised.
Oh.
So screwed up.
Have you done that?
What?
Have they urine tested you?
Yeah.
Did they drug test you at the bank?
No. Not, well, when I first got hired on 10 years ago.
How would you possibly pass such a test?
God.
No, seriously.
I know people.
Okay.
He gets a fresh urine.
Have you had to take a drug test?
Have you bought urine?
Like for physicals and stuff, yeah.
Okay, but I mean not like
bought a urine? Why, yes.
Really, Amish urine is what you have to buy.
It's the most pure.
We set traps.
I'm just saying.
That's funny.
It's hilarious. I'm just like sending Dave in to supervise his shaving.
Where they, so to make sure you don't have a prosthetic penis. Sort of strapped to your leg to keep it warm.
Leg. Yeah,
who
exactly.
Got busted for having a fake penis? No, but some actor got tested.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
An actor who was taking a drug test.
And had a prosthetic penis filled with clean urine.
Caught.
I don't know, but they do send a guy in there to, like, stare at you, to like, which is all kinds of weird, by the way. Just some guy who's paid to make sure, is that the real thing? You know, just to make sure that it's a real penis. That's a strange job to have.
Try having a drill instructor yelling at you as you're trying to pee. That's a fun one, too.
Why would you have a drill instructor yelling at you?
Before I left for boot camp in the Navy,
were you in the military?
I was for about 3 months, yeah.
I have known you for years. I never knew that.
Yeah, in boot camp, I messed my knee up pretty bad, so I got this beast.
So they kicked you out after 3 months for having the bum knee?
Yeah.
Why did you go into the military, if I can ask? I don't have anything against it. It's not for me, clearly.
No,
but
it surely wasn't for me either.
But I mean, I don't believe, in my experience, here's the thing about the military. And I don't want to knock him because I don't have a fully military family, but many people in my family, my brother and my father were there, Sarah's military family. I meet people sometimes that have sort of, how do we put it, like an artistic bent to them, and it always mystifies me when I find out that some of those people have been in the military. Like, especially back when it was compulsory, you'll see like some Lenny Bruce type guy who's like, after he got out of the military, and you're like, how did that ever work out? So why did you join the military?
It was after high school. I really had no ambition or reason to go to college at that time, and a girl I was kind of seeing went military, and she... had me meet with her recruiter, and
she did that in a bottle cap factory.
Recruiter guy, you know, we'll pay for.
Let me tell you about exciting adventures.
And I went and spent winter of 1988 in Great Lakes, Illinois.
Oh, God damn!
And I slipped on the ice and messed my knee up pretty bad. And they sent me home. But the worst part is,
did you have to pee with the drill instructor looking at you?
Yeah. Well, when we first got there to get processed. But the first night of boot camp, which hell my completely. The first thing we had to do when we got there was we had to take a urine test. And I'm sitting there and I can't pee. You know, you just can't do it. And this guy's in my ear screaming, "Hurry up, baby!" Oh my God, talk about nerve wracking.
Well, I mean, if you can make it through that though, if you can make it through a huge, like, muscly Dylan drum starter yelling at you to urinate, from like 6 inches away.
The worst part about it is I made it through boot camp. I was like a week away before I was graduating. When I slipped.
I can't
do it. And that was the worst.
I can say, as much fun as we sort of poke at the military sometimes, which is not based on the people in the military, but based on the actions of our government.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And what our government directs the military to do. So there's a very clear... We don't really poke fun at the military so much as we poke fun at military operations.
Right.
But man, my brother, who is one of the toughest guys I know, he talked about being... And I know we're getting off the point here, but he talked about being in boot camp. He was a Marine. Ooh. Being in the boot camp... about halfway through in the rain, and literally it was something where he was like spending the night in like a mud hole, literally like a hole dug in the ground, raining, standing there. And he said the very worst part, and this was the military, the Marine base in San Diego was right near the airport, and he said the worst part was being in the rain, 2 a.m, hasn't slept in like a day, underfed. And, you know, when you're in boot camp, he told me that, I don't know if it's an urban legend, but he said that the food they feed you is like one step above, like, unfit for human consumption.
It's true.
It's to toughen you up.
It's awful.
And he's, like, there in the rain eating, like, pig intestine in this dirt hole and, like, having to constantly watch, like, airplanes take off from the airport, like, headed for somewhere nice.
That's awful.
And he said it was just, like, he's, like, at that moment, he's, like, I just so desperately just wanted something heavy to fall on me and kill me, you know?
There were two moments in boot camp that were the toughest. One was the gas chamber. Where we had to go into a gas chamber with gas masks and then take the gas mask off after the chamber is full.
What kind of
gas? I think it was kind of like a tear gas. I don't
know.
Oh,
exactly, I think he talked about that too.
And that was, oh God, I mean, talk about awful.
Yeah.
That was horrible. And another thing was an acronym they had in boot camp called MASH, make a sailor hurt, where we, you know, had to do push-ups and all kinds of horrible things. It was hard.
I can't imagine. It's one of those things where, and I mean this literally, I know this sounds like an exaggeration, but I literally cannot conceive of why someone would do that. And again, I'm not trying to dog people who do. I'm saying, I'm sure that there's things. I've met people who said that they can't imagine how I work in radio because you could be fired at any moment. You have to move all the time, unstable, no money, whatever. And they're like, I can't imagine how you survive in that industry.
Right.
Same way, I can't imagine how somebody does that. It boggles my mind.
You know,
it's a stronger man than I am. I'll give you that.
There were people there who had no choice. I mean, you hear that, oh, it's either jail or boot camp. And that's exactly what it was. They had no choice. And you know what? Those are the best guys. Those are the best soldiers out there.
No,
they're the ones
true.
Who are there. They're there for a reason. They're there to get stuff done. There's, you know, and the majority of the people I was in boot camp with all came from little ho-dunk towns like Tennessee.
Well, that was my brother. He had no other way to pay for college.
Exactly.
That was his thing. He's like, I had to go to college and I had no money.
And that's, you know, that's one of the main reasons I went was for the college money.
Yeah.
But,
let's take these calls. Do we have to break?
We've got to break.
Okay. Well, break. We'll come back with Tim Riley. These calls. Talk about the new Sean Penn film.
Okay.
And we'll try to sneak that Weird Al song in as well. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. We're here with Scott Dallas and filmfeverradio.com. Here's the business. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Yeah, rose milk, which I don't think they make anymore. Rose milk was the thing that they would sell to poor women who wanted to think like that they were using some. And they market an oil of OA is exactly the same way. They market it the same way, which is like something previously only, you know, available to the rich people that you hate on television can now be yours for $1.99 at Safeway. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Scott Dowdy from filmfeverradio.com. In a minute, we'll find out about the new Sean Penn film. Also, Dave the Mary Kay Man is out there. Right, okay, I'm looking at Scotty J right now. I can see Scotty, he's doing the explanatory thing right now. He's pointing at his crow's feet. And he's you know, mouthing something like, well, these are my problem areas right here. All right, we'll check him, and then we'll get this phone call here in a second as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
One of the astronauts in the space shuttle Atlantis may have some trouble readjusting to being back on Earth. Heidi Piper collapsed not once but twice during her welcome home ceremony. She appeared confused before her legs buckled during her remarks and fell over not once but twice. An intoxicated man heard about a fire at a strip mall in New Jersey last night and responded by stealing a fire truck and going to the scene all by himself.
That's fantastic. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a sound here. Is it bank two?
Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
Concluded right away that he was not a Rockley fireman. He seemed intoxicated and was immediately then arrested.
That's fantastic.
Residents of the Palmetto Golf Course in Florida have an old neighbor back.
You.
A crocodile is back in his old home in a lake next to the fourth hole of the golf course. Trappers removed the croc months ago and sent it back to the Everglades, but somehow he found himself back at the golf course again. At least one golfer is afraid of the wild beast.
Number two.
My ball came 4 or 5 feet away from him, and I wouldn't go near that ball. I was afraid to hit it. It was so big. Reminds me of the crocodiles I saw in Costa Rica.
President Betty Volk is impressed with the crocodile size.
Passes for news. Nitwit, afraid to hit golf ball.
Who's comparing it to something that we don't know?
Thanks, pal.
Oh, yeah, those huge gators in Costa Rica.
He must have crawled across the golf course from the canal. He's a magnificent big thing, isn't he?
Everything sounds like a sexual euphemism.
You know who she sounds? She sounds like Betty White from, she's like, I hope the crocodile swallows them whole.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Boy, Lake Placid, what a great movie that is. You know, they're making Lake Placid 2, I heard. I've returned to Lake Placid. That's the rumor.
All right. And that's the top of the news.
There you go, kids. Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, world's best newsman.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent.
I'm going home now.
There you go. Seriously, I'm leaving now. Don't follow me. All right. We're here with Mr. Riley's not to be spoken to. We're here with Scott Dowley from filmfeverradio.com. So, you saw Sean Penn in his new film, which is All the King's Men, which is a remake of a movie I've never seen.
Actually, no, it's not a remake.
Isn't it a remake?
No, it's based off a book called All the Kings Men.
Okay, so it's not a film.
Right, but it is based... Sean Penn's character is based loosely on Huey Long.
Oh, right, okay.
And the book, All the King's Men, was kind of based on Huey Long. I believe it was written in the late 40s, possibly early 50s, but the film takes place in the 50s in Louisiana. And Sean Penn plays Willie Stark, who's kind of a notorious, kind of outrageous gubernatorial candidate for Louisiana. And, of course, he wins. And it kind of follows his character is Huey Long. I mean, essentially, that's what it is. And it stars Sean Penn, Jude Law, Anthony Hopkins, Kate Winslet. Great cast.
Right.
Okay. All the makings for a great film. Political.
See, I can see where this is going. It's got all the makings of a great film, and that's right before the whole, it is the worst thing.
It's not good.
All the reviews have just been excoriating.
You know, a couple things. First of all, Sean Penn is outstanding. I mean, you know, that man could do no wrong when it comes to acting.
He's good so even in bad films.
Yes, as the case is with All the King's Men. The problem with All the King's Men is, first of all, why not just make it Huey Long?
Right.
I mean, I don't understand what the problem is. Why do you have to take...
Well, there's rights sometimes or historical figures.
Yeah, maybe, but let's take Titanic.
Right.
All right, one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. Hate it. All right. You've got a true story about this horrible disaster.
Right.
But in the middle, you've got this fictional love story.
Right.
Okay, which, like, why would you put a fictional love story in the middle of this huge, epic...
Because you're James Cameron and you're a genius.
Yeah, you can bite it. Okay, so here we go with All the King's Men.
Right.
Okay, you've got the story of Willie Stark, who's played by Sean Penn, who is almost mirroring Huey Long's life.
Right.
You know, his race, his run for the governorship, being governor, him almost being impeached,
right,
all this stuff, and to the very end. But mixed in, you've got his staff of fictional characters with stories revolving around these fictional characters that you really just don't care about.
Right.
And which is disappointing. Also, the film was filled with foreshadowing. And, you know, foreshadowing has its place in film.
I better not leave this gun on the coffee table. Something might happen to it. Well, let's go to the movies.
Let me clean this gun again and again.
Exactly,
it's like, okay, we get the point.
Right.
And so there's that. Foreshadowing works when it's done minimally, and it works when it's done well. Secondly, it's full of symbolism. There's little... you know, shots of, like, crosses on the side of the road every 5 minutes. It's like, okay.
See, you know, I'm a big sucker for that, though. I'm a sucker for ham-handed symbolism.
Really?
Yeah,
see,
really.
I like it occasionally.
In-your-face, stupid, finger-pointing symbolism. Like, you know, Spike Lee does a lot of that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, like, He Got Game, which is one of my all-time favorite films, where he has, you know, where he has a bunch of corrupt white men fighting about the fate of a black kid named Jesus.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
I mean, which is great, which is the sort of thing I love.
But you know what? It's good. I love it too when it's done well. Spike Lee does it well.
Yeah.
It was done very well in The Wall. But you know, when it's done well, it works. It doesn't work in All the King's Men. And finally, flashbacks. Flashbacks work when you are trying to develop your character.
Yeah.
Flashbacks work when you're trying to get more information about this character. They don't work when you saw the flashback 20 minutes ago. You know, remember, here's what happened.
Yeah,
here's
totally.
And this film, and my thing on flashbacks is this. It's kind of dumbing it down for the audience.
Well, flashbacks are, a lot of times, they're like narration.
It's like narration.
Where it's a whole lot of, here's an awkward expository sequence meant to explain things that we couldn't figure out in the writing.
Speaking of narration, this film was narrated as well. Okay.
Narration, by the way, is always the hallmark. And don't get me wrong, there are narrated films that I like. Shawshank Redemption comes to mind.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, narration means that the movie got to the screening process, was terrible,
right,
and that and sometimes the actors have already dispersed and they're in other continents filming other films,
right,
and that's the only thing you can do to fix it in post is to have endless narration over the top of it.
Exactly. But the thing with the flashbacks is with this particular film, this film is geared towards
idiots.
No, that's the problem. It's not geared towards idiots.
Okay.
You would think that with all the foreshadowing and all the flashbacks and stuff they do, that it is geared towards idiots. Because I would think this is a film that's kind of geared more towards the more intellectual film.
Because it's a story about political corruption.
It's a political corruption story, and it's got Sean Penn, and it's produced by James Carville.
Right.
Which is interesting. But they use these flashbacks. They take you back to something you just saw. You know, 20 minutes ago.
Well,
and
so,
it's really
insulting. So people should skip
really disappointing.
They should just skip it and rent The Candidate with Robert Redford.
You know, exactly.
So, which is There's The Candidate with Robert Redford.
There's a great film called The Contender with Jeff Bridges and Joan Allen.
Which I have some problems with. It was a decent film, though. There's a movie with Alan Alda called The Seduction of Joe Tynan, which are very much the same. There's Primary Colors, which I love.
Nixon.
Primary Colors. Nixon, favorite. Which I just watched two nights ago.
Have you never seen it before?
No. I mean, I watched it again.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've seen Nixon probably 10 times. I love that film.
It's such a great film.
All right.
Avoid it.
Let's see, Rick, speaking of politics, Scotty J is a Republican. That explains a lot about a little, what with his panty pictures and so forth. That's on Mike. Really, it is true. I think Scotty J, and we'll bring him in a minute, I think Scotty J is one of those guys who says he's a Republican just because he's never really thought about it,
and it's probably
what his parents were. And so you ask him, and he feels like he's got to have an answer, so he just goes, Republican.
It's just crazy to think Scotty J is, in fact, a parent.
But it twice.
But in today's day and age, why would you admit being a Republican?
Yeah, I have no idea. Let's see here.
Different.
I'm going to go through these...
edgy.
Yeah, I'm going to go through these calls, because there's no screener here. Rick Emerson Show, who's this? Hello.
Bob.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know who you're... movie expert is, but tell him to Google Broderick Crawford.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll pass that along.
Appreciate it.
Let's see. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, I had a question. I was listening to your show yesterday, and you mentioned the ghost of baldness future.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Thank you.
I went on your site, and I looked, and that picture was me.
The what?
Oh,
there's a photo of me.
It's on my website.
It's at sarahxdillon.com, and it's Scotty and I in a really bad shot where our mouths are hanging open. And over, from your perspective, it's over my left shoulder, over my right shoulder, I guess, in the photo. But to my right, there's like a bald guy looming in the background. And somebody was like, hey, it's the ghost of baldness future. That's you?
That's me.
You're kind of a scary-looking guy, no offense. I mean, you're sort of intimidating.
I kind of...
You look like a big...
kind of remind me of Gigi Allen a little bit.
A little bit
Or like... I'm told I give off that creepy vibe.
Or like a big steroid-using Anton LaVey, maybe.
I've never used steroids.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if he did, or like an angry David Allen Coe sort of... Yeah, you are kind of a creepy-looking guy. Not a bad-looking man, I'm saying, but a creepy-looking man.
Hey, I'll live with it.
Well, it's what I do. All right. thank you, sir.
Hey, can I use that on my website?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Sarah. Yeah, sir, go ahead, sir.
Thanks.
You have carte blanche. All right, there you go. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I'll do one more here, then we'll break. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, a while back, All the King's Men is a remake. It was done by Broderick Crawford back in 1949, and he won an Oscar as Best Actor in that movie.
Well, you sound very excited about the whole thing.
Well, I just, when you say that this was never done before, and I kept saying, no, that's wrong.
Okay, so
were you literally saying that at the radio?
Was the 1949 version from a book, or was it originally a film?
Yes. Won 3 Oscars. Best Actress was supporting McCambridge. The Best Picture for the producer for Robert Rosen.
Why do you know all of this?
Good Lord.
And I'm on the IM...
you're pretending you just knew it.
IMDb.
All right.
And Tim Riley just handed me the biography of Broderick Crawford. Yeah, okay, I have been to school.
He's the guy who did Car 54 back in the 50s. 10-4, 10-4, 10-4.
Okay.
Thank
you, sir.
I'll turn in my film.
Reaching for that. Yeah, well, you don't like Titanic, so who can really take you seriously anyway?
Or Tombstone.
Yeah. See, now you're just screwing with me. All right, tell you what, I'll take a break here. I don't totally play the whole thing, Sarah, but I'll just play this Weird Al Yankovic song into the break. I'll play a minute or two of it. This is a parody of Chamillionaire's Riding Dirty. This is a new...
So white.
Riding Dirty from Chamillionaire. This song is called White and Nerdy, speaking of being white, from the upcoming double disc. I don't know what the upcoming album is called, but it's a double CD. This is the new Weird Al Yankovic single. Back after this on the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Got skills. I'm a champion of D&D. MP Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin. To the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches for mayonnaise. I'm a whiz at Minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the place to play. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. You bet the calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. Fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. R.I.C.
Roll on, my segue. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy. Thinking just too wide and nerdy. I'm just too wide and nerdy.
How'd I get so wide and nerdy? I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business through a website. Well, friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my dolls. Yo, work out myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. In my knife with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme, whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV Club and Glee Club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They've been trolling, they laughing. They rolled in their eyes because I'm so wide and nerdy. Just because I'm wide and nerdy. Just because I'm wide and nerdy. All because I'm wide and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm wide and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. Yes, I'm wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. I'm just too wide and nerdy. Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
Here's the best part about this, Scott, not knowing that it was a remake thing, is when Aaron emails in, your co-host.
My co-host.
Rick.
I'm counterpart.
Though Scott may be my co-host, I knew that All the King's Men was a remake, and then he actually says, what a shock. Scott was wrong. Please to tell Scott. I'm reading from the email. It says, please to tell Scott, ha 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 ha. Also, Kurt Russell beats Kevin Costner's ass.
Yeah, let's just say this. I believe Aaron and I recorded the show yesterday and spent a good 15 minutes on this film.
Yeah.
Not once did he jump in and say, why, Scott, it is a remake.
Thank you.
Bastard.
Finally, this is gayest show ever. Rick, Sarah, Tim, et al. This has got to be the gayest show ever. And I'm gay. I should know.
Well, there you go.
One, the only Mary Kay guy in the state is on as a guest. Two, he's giving Scotty J a facial. Three, Rick and Sarah had to comment on Scotty's jeans, leading Rick to inspect Scotty's backside. Four, Rick's random comments about being groped and leered at by Byron Beck, which took up a huge section of yesterday's program. I thought my gay batteries had gotten kind of low, but now I'm all recharged. Nick. There you go. Thank you, Nick. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. I'm reading a bunch of stuff here. All right. Well, shall we, speaking of all of this... let us now bring it. Scotty, can you let me find with the whole and the whatnot with them?
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Scotty J, you're all shiny.
Shiny
oh
and
goodness.
New.
Right? Yeah.
Well, it's weird. It's like a...
There's something about you that's different,
a
Scotty.
Gleaming glow,
it's great, because, like, you can... Your wrinkles are...
Don't wink.
...less deep, but it looks like there are more of them. Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're not
all
as
right,
deep,
I got
but...
craters now.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see that. You're... Now...
It's kind of strange.
Now, with
6 weeks of continuous use with the eye cream that we use, those wrinkles will actually decrease by almost 60%.
Are you making that up?
Not at all.
How do you gauge that? You can use a protractor to measure?
It's before and after pictures, actually.
That's true. Oh, speaking of... Okay, where's my camera? So now we got to do an after photograph here,
oh,
of Scotty.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to be taking now an after photograph. I've got to turn this light on. Of Scotty J.
Scotty J looks good.
All right.
Super happy, Scotty J.
Oh, wait. No. One more. Hold on. Oh, look at that. Look at the bad photograph.
I gotta you got to do it again. It's all blurry.
Right. Okay, hold on.
You got the shakes, Rick?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm detoxing.
All right. There you go. That's not such a bad photograph.
He does look refreshed.
He does look happy. And my hot guy is in the background.
There you go, leering over his shoulder. That's not a bad photograph right there.
I had a bunch of lines on my forehead. They're gone.
Oh, my forehead.
All right. I had an embarrassing hick like lilt when I talk. That's still here. I'm sorry. I think there's some subconscious piling on after your statement about straightening us out because you're a Republican. I suspect
don't
that
let
now...
him talk about it on the air.
Right.
Because I don't want people to hate him.
anymore. No, we have a token Italian. We have the token Puerto Rican. You can be our token Republican, Scott.
I thought Dennis was that.
No, we convinced him that he wasn't. Dennis, not unlike you, I suspect, Dennis is one of those guys who wasn't really Republican but thought he was. It's just because you have to have an answer when people ask you that, and I think it's because like his dad or somebody was a Republican, and therefore he just sort of said that. So
he wasn't afraid of catching the Democrat, as they say?
That no one says that.
I've never heard it.
Okay.
No. See, the very gay guy hasn't heard it.
The Democrat?
The Democrat. No one says that.
That isn't even a play on words.
you're right. It's really not. Scotty, do you feel refreshed?
I do, actually. I feel...
Now, what all is he wearing on his face now?
Well, wearing not so much. The only thing that he has on his face that would be not having been taken off is the foundation.
All right, so is this
you're
like
wearing foundation?
Yes.
I can't even tell.
Exactly.
Honestly, can't tell at all.
Yeah, and it blends very well with your skin, Scotty. All right.
As well.
White.
No, it blends well with your pale, blotchy, Olive Garden-ready skin.
That's actually one of the good things about Mary Kay is it's completely customizable to anybody.
There you go. See, there you go. So, Scotty, so there's a thing you think you could continue in the future?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. So, see, you've got yourself, there you go, Dave.
Yeah, there's one. I'm working on the other three.
Here
you
go.
I'm not telling you where I live.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
well,
it really is.
I was going to mention to you, Rick, that we do have an even essence complexion. Would help out with the blotchiness we were mentioning the other day.
I'm not blotchy.
Well, sorry.
I'm big boned, you bastards. I'm a little blotchy. All right. You leave a card. All right. So do you have an email address? Somebody
I do.
All right.
Actually, I also have a website. So anybody who doesn't want to
go meet figure.
Me, unfortunately.
So somebody, if you'd like to stay a safe distance away from him, so that he doesn't
Sarah
know where you live.
I'm not creepy.
No. It's not that you're creepy. I'm saying sometimes people who sell things. People are afeared to talk to you because then the next thing you know, it's like a hello, and it's just right. Suddenly there you are. Yeah. Or what's your website?
My website is marykay.com/dcaputo. That's spelled CAPUTO 1.
All right, dcaputo 1.
Yes,
dcaputo.
All right, there you go. Thank you, sir. All right, Dave from Mary Kay. Thank you. Excellent. All right, thank you, Scotty J. You look fit. Okay, we'll work on the jeans next week. Don't you worry about it.
Scotty, we can go shopping.
Seriously, no, she turned me around. You want to take her up on that offer?
Oh, I can't wait to use this stuff.
All right.
Dave gave me samples.
Can Dave come back when he gets his pink Cadillac?
Yeah. No, he's working for that. He told us he was. All right, let's quickly
get
these calls.
I'm sorry.
Is this Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, look at these business... Hold on. Look at these are the gayest business cards I've ever seen in my life.
There's many different varieties, too.
Oh, my God. Look how phallic these cards are.
Oh, my... Which one do you have? Yeah.
It's okay. This card says Mary Kay. Thank you. And
I'm
then
sorry, Dave.
There's sort of a hazy, sort of, I don't know,
like
sort of a
sexual lipstick.
Like a dreamy photograph of a bunch of really red phallic lipsticks all pointing at attention.
And the
this,
rose?
Really, I have to say, this is the gayest business card I've ever seen. All right. I'm sorry. What is
sorry.
Sir, how
oh,
can
you
I help
this
you?
This little mirror thing here.
I was just wondering the music that you play after the Dream Theater song. What kind of music is that?
Oh, the mono bed, the sort of electronic one.
Right. It sounds like monkey music.
What do you mean by that?
What exactly is monkey music?
Well, I mean, it just sounds like there's, like, I don't know, computer automated monkeys, if there is such a thing in the background.
You realize that doesn't make any sense, right? Does that make sense where you are?
Well, you know, I mean, that's the best description that I can.
Wait, hold on. Is this what you're talking about? That just cracks me up.
Do you have it that you could play? Well, that definitely sounds monkeyish.
That's what I'm saying.
But the one that you have after Dream Theater, though, that sounds kind of, I mean, not totally monkeyish, but it's...
You realize that no one knows what you're talking about.
You know, the music part that you play right when you come in after the Dream Theater.
Okay,
you know,
but this one right here? In what way does this sound monkeyish? Is that a common adjective that you use, that this cheese tastes all monkey-y?
Monkey-y.
I don't know. I mean, that was the best word I could think of. I don't know.
I wouldn't say best.
Monkey-y.
In so much as it means nothing, I'd say it's a poor choice of words.
Oh, well. It was just something that came to my mind.
Also, well, here's the thing. Just a little social tip from me to you. I'm sure you didn't mean anything inappropriate by it, but in the future, I might avoid describing any sort of rhythmic music as sounding monkey-like. That might end badly for you, depending on where you are.
Have you seen Clerks 2?
Yeah. So,
you know what I'm saying? Crowd, I don't think... maybe a little,
I'm sure
a little
you,
yes. Fruity?
I'll assume... Well,
not so much.
No,
that.
Not so much fruity as hood-wearing.
Huh.
Have you seen Clerks 2?
Okay. All right, well,
yeah,
guys.
Thanks. Well, yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Oh, we're losing your call. No. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Yeah, okay. Jesus. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I thought that was taking a
that
bad turn.
That was the weirdest call ever.
I think he honestly just didn't know what he was talking about, though. Goddamn weird is what that was.
All right. Can I answer his question?
No. Okay. No, just for that he doesn't get to know. Ladies and gentlemen.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Welcome, mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Hey, it's okay. Monkeyish. I'm taking it back.
thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, a little Clerks 2 reference there. All right. Thank you.
Is monkeyish new teen slang?
I don't know. Oh, I never did. Oh, you bastard. I didn't even know what you were doing there for a second. Oh, you son of a bitch. All right. No, no, it's not. And no, I didn't get to the goddamn teen slang article. Thank you. But thanks.
You did read an interesting Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan.
I did.
Gossip.
I got the gossip.
Lisa Goddard, Jim Roop, the baby Surrey comment. Scott Daly is there. Bush watched the Democracy on the Democracy on the March. God, I'm sick. The Hick Watch. And you played most of the Weird Al song, which is the greatest.
I played the entire Weird Al song.
And because he didn't
was that the whole thing?
Yeah.
He didn't guarantee the Weird Al song, and therefore, because he missed the teen slang, I think that should make up for it.
You know, I'm so sick. It sounds to me because it'll drop 3 and put you at an even 60.
All right. We'll call it good.
Are you okay with that?
All right, yeah, get better, my friend. Go home and drink some liquids in a thing.
I'm actually taking it tomorrow, so...
All right, well, have some bourbon. Carol at the front desk says that helps with this sort of thing.
That and maybe some of that ginger stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet bourbon always helps.
All right, get better, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you Monday.
Have a good weekend. There he goes, mailman Chris. By the way, I should play...
There you go, Sky J.
Oh, this is way too long.
Yeah, hit the hook.
This was supposed to be the, this was that song that Scotty had stuck in his head.
Somehow that's
all right,
very
well,
appropriate.
Never mind. Okay, we're done.
Well, awful song.
All right. All right, thanks, Scott Daly,
hey.
FilmFeverRadio.com.
Got a brand new episode tonight?
Go there, download it, listen to it, love it, learn it. Rick Emerson, show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah Stillen for AM 970 Solid State Radio. The newsroom, Tim Riley, Scotty J, more than an intern, thanks to Dave the Mary Kay Guy.
Thank you, Dave.
And, of course, the manager of the Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. We also want to thank Jim Roop and Lisa Goddard. Like us next, Timnasium tomorrow, 4 p.m. Listen to the Timnasium tomorrow. See you Monday. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all on Monday. Bye.
This is big. I'm not going to blow this one.